Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. I'm going to hang out with you here for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who listened and participated in the first hour. You can listen to every minute of the show. You can hit rewind. Real simple. Get the free radio.com app. Don't miss a minute. Thank you to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates across North America. You can also listen on SiriusXM Channel 206. That's what I do when I'm riding around in my car. And then also, you can listen to the show on Apple Music. And then when the show is done, you can listen on CBSSportsRadio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. You could be at work. You can listen to the show. You can do what you want. Last hour, we had a conversation in a chat with Jeff Perlman, New York Times bestselling author of The Three Ring Circus, breaking down Shaq, Kobe, and Phil Jackson. Thank you to Jeff Perlman for joining us. Make sure you go ahead and check out the book. And then speaking of the Los Angeles Lakers, right now, this exact moment in the fourth quarter, with about 7 minutes left, the Lakers, they lead the Denver Nuggets 96-92. They're looking to take that 3-1 series lead. Anthony Davis already has 30 points. The Lakers are getting some solid contributions across the board. Dwight Howard, 12 points, 11 rebounds right now. Kyle Kuzma, 10 points. Rondo, 8. Meanwhile, you go ahead and take a look at the Nuggets. Jamal Murray, 26 points. Nikola Jokic, 16. Let's see if they can close the gap. Let's see if the Nuggets can tie this series 2-2. And then for all of my football fans out there, right now it is Thursday night football. What's going on? Of course, two bad Florida teams. I'm sorry if you live in Miami. I'm sorry if you live in Jacksonville. Right now, midway through the fourth quarter, you can basically go ahead and what's the score right here as I look it? Oh, no, Stu. For 28-13. Yes, Miami is winning 28-13 with a smattering of fans in Jacksonville. And it looks like the normal crowd. I'm sorry. My apologies to the Jacksonville Jaguar fans. And Anthony Davis is rolling around holding his ankle in pain, which is not good. We will talk about this. Hopefully Anthony Davis can get up and walk shortly. But before we went to break, he came down on Millsap's ankle. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. Let's see what happens with Anthony Davis. That's going to be something to talk about. He's trying to walk it off. Let's see if he stays in there. Well, he's taking that show. He's trying to tighten it up. Don't let it swell up. Well, they're going to break. And so we will talk about that when that game finishes up. But we spent the first hour talking about greatness. Doesn't matter if it was Kobe Bryant. It doesn't matter if it was Shaquille O'Neal. Doesn't matter if it was LeBron James, who we're watching right now. And we know right now in the NFL, there is a transcendent talent. There is a quarterback who plays in Kansas City. This man got a $500 million contract. He just, literally, last week, he turned 25 years old, exactly a week ago. His name is Patrick Mahomes, and he is walking greatness. I've already had this conversation with you all. Some of y'all agree. I'd say, you know, maybe there's a quarter of folks who don't. And I say he's already the face of the league. When you think about it from what he has accomplished, not his longevity, when you think about what he has accomplished, when you think about his marketability, when you think about his age, his relatability, how he carries himself, he's the face of the league. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. It's just what it is. Tom Brady, he's done, okay? He's closer to the end than he is to the beginning. He might have he might be the most accomplished player ever, but right now here in 2020, I don't think that the guys at Park Avenue at the NFL office, I don't think they're running around hanging up pictures of Tom Brady saying, this is our guy. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's very, very simple. And we know, started off the season 2-0, most folks expect them to go out and win another championship. I expect them to certainly compete for it. They are my favorite to go ahead and repeat. But we know how difficult that is in the NFL. You can be the best team, but who's going to get hot? Who's going to ride the wave? And Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's been great in the 2 full years that we've already seen him. He comes out the gate, gives you 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, is an MVP, comes back the next year and decides, hey, you know what? I'm going to be the comeback kid and I'm going to deliver a Super Bowl MVP. And Pat Mahomes, he's off to a solid start this year already. 500 yards passing, 5 TDs, 0 interceptions. And we know he is must-watch TV. If the Kansas City Chiefs are on, it's a good idea to watch Pat Mahomes. He's exciting. I mean, it takes me back. I know the NBA has changed so much over the past 5 to 10 years, but it reminds me of a space where, you know, Steph Curry started just popping off from deep. Steph Curry started taking shots, and he got the green light on shots that would have guys got folks benched 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You wouldn't even see the floor. They throw you out the league if you wanted to go out and take shots like that. But we see Pat Mahomes, I mean, a couple of years ago, he's out here throwing no-look passes. The quarterback of an NFL team, no-look passes. We see how he utilizes his feet, how he runs, and he does it when he needs to because he's so efficient. He's so accurate. Pat Mahomes is amazing to watch. And his head coach, Andy Reid, I mean, Andy Reid has been coaching forever. I mean, Andy Reid, before he was in the Chiefs, joined the Chiefs about 7 or 8 years ago, he was with the Eagles for seemingly about 15 years, 12 to 15 years. And before that, he was in Green Bay since 1992. You want to know who decided or not decided? I mean, his career, he had an addiction. He had to get shipped out of Atlanta. But do you want to know who Andy Reid spent basically his entire tenure in Green Bay with? His name is Brett Favre. So Andy Reid has seen and quarterbacked greatness. Andy Reid has already coached some and one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Brett Favre, we know that Super Bowl in 1997 going over the New England Patriots. We know Brett Favre, 3 MVPs. Brett Favre played forever, most consecutive starts, almost 300 consecutive starts at quarterback. Brett Favre was an Iron Man. He wasn't going to miss a game. He was going to be active. You could count on him to be out there and not miss a beat or a step. And I mean, a lot of records Brett Favre had when he quit, when he retired. Touchdowns, passing yards. Now he's been passed by Breeze and Brady. I feel we throw the ball more now than ever. But Brett Favre owned those records. Played almost 20 damn years. So Andy Reid, it was odd. Take a listen in a second. But Andy Reid, he was on Sirius XM NFL Radio, and he talked about the similarities between Brett Favre, who I'd consider a gunslinger, and Patrick Mahomes, who is just like Mr. Clean, just gets the job done. Listen to what Andy Reid had to say.
When I had a chance to listen to those two, just sit back and listen to them when they did that little TV deal, I'm going, oh, my God, these guys, they think alike. When that football's in their hand, it's the same thought process. They both have phenomenal vision, just like, you know, fighter pilot vision. They see everything. And then they're going to rip your heart out, man. I mean, every throw, they're going to try to gut you. I felt like I was 20 years younger when they were talking. It was crazy. The similarities on how they see the game.
Okay. Look, who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to argue with Andy Reid? I can't take nothing away. Andy Reid has forgotten more football than I've ever learned. Okay? That's just a fact. And we can talk about, and he's qualified. There's nothing to agree or disagree with him on. He says they see the game the same way, then he's right. Okay? Those are the similarities. He's talking about the similarities. We didn't hear about the differences. I think the differences are obvious. When you go ahead and look at a Brett Favre, man, Brett Favre was an all or nothing. Brett Favre played the game. He was a winner. Pretty damn fun watching Brett Favre, but he was all or nothing. He really was. Brett Favre was gonna try to push the limits of what was going on the football field. He didn't care. I mean, he was sometimes a little too aggressive. Okay, you think about some of his years where, you know, he's given you 20 plus interceptions one year, a terrible year for the Packers. He threw 29 INTs. His time with the New York Jets started off pretty nice and ended pretty bad. I mean, he threw 22 touchdowns and 22 interceptions. I don't think we'll ever see Patrick Mahomes enter that range. I don't. You think about his first year, 50 touchdowns and 12 INTs. If you think about last year, where he only missed two games, I thought he was going to be longer. And people forget this. Pat Mahomes dislocated a kneecap last year. Only missed two games and came back to be the comeback hit. He threw 26 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. This year, in two games, he hasn't thrown an INT yet. I'd venture to say I don't believe we'll ever reach a point in Patrick Mahomes' career where he's going to air it up for 20 INTs. I think he might be a little bit closer to the interception ratio of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, and maybe an Aaron Rodgers, or maybe not that damn good, but maybe right behind him. And Mahomes, he's carving his own legacy. Yo, Andy Reid, he'd be the best guy to say it, but Pat Mahomes might have the same mentality. We see it. I don't think you just have quarterbacks who come back like he does to win games. We saw it again against the Chargers this past Sunday. It looked like Justin Herbert, a rookie quarterback who was starting a damn football game because the original starting quarterback caught a needle in his ribs. Oh, excuse me, my apologies. The needle punctured his lung and put him out of the game. We almost saw Justin Herbert beat Pat Mahomes, but it didn't happen. There are just some quarterbacks that, if you really want to think about it, over time, that you feel that they are never out of the game. There are certain quarterbacks in the NFL just over the years that you want to talk about a mentality that it doesn't matter. If they're down 7 points, hell, if they're down 8 points, damn it, if they're down 10 points, and you're going into the 2-minute drill, you just know They're going to march down the field and carve you up. You did not want to see, and this is in just recent memory, you did not want to see Peyton Manning in a two-minute drill. I don't care what the score was. If Peyton Manning was going down the field and your team was garbage, if your team was subpar, if your team was just happy to have the lead, I'm giving the damn game to Peyton Manning and the Colts. I don't need to think twice about that. We can go back a few years. I feel the same way about, maybe not so much right now, but I felt the same way about Drew Brees. Oh my God, the team is winning. I can't believe it. Oh no, Drew Brees has the football. The clock is expiring. Things are running out. This is not going to turn out well. Tom Brady, always a knack, just like, stop winning, please. Just sit down. Like, give the game up for once. It's like a badge of honor to end up beating some of these guys in crunch time when they're running a two-minute drill. Aaron Rodgers, it's like he's the king of the Hail Marys. Like, who the hell throws this many Hail Marys and wins? You don't want to see these guys in a two-minute drill. Andrew Luck before he retired. And right now, Patrick Mahomes is that guy. You do not want Patrick Mahomes to have the football at the end of the game. Run the clock. Run it out. Don't let him get his hands on the ball in crunch time, because he's a player capable of winning it all. We've seen the comebacks. We've seen him win. So I find that to be an interesting comparison between Andy Reid, or what Andy Reid said about Brett Favre and Pat Mahomes. And it's crazy to think, I don't know if Pat Mahomes wants to play 20 years. God certainly has a forever deal right now. Let's see what Pat Mahomes do. Because the one thing that is going to be tough to follow is, let's just see if you have the durability. If you can go ahead and play the amount of games that Brett Favre played. But if you're asking me from what we've seen so far, what we've seen early, it's a tough thing to say. But if I had a choice, I'd take Pat Mahomes over Brett Favre. Certain things we'll never find out, but Andy Reid says they have the same exact mentality. We're going to continue this football conversation when we come back. A matter of fact, we're going to get a guest on the line. He is a Las Vegas Raider. Max Crosby, coming out of Eastern Michigan. Nobody expected him to go ahead and give you 10 sacks last season for the Oakland Raiders. And here he is in Las Vegas. Team is 2-0, getting ready to take on the New England Patriots. We're going to have a conversation. How was his offseason? How was it with Carr? Is Carr, does he feel he gets the respect that he deserves? And how the hell are you going to try and tackle Cam Newton? These are all questions I'm going to ask Max Crosby. Don't you move. NFL defensive end is coming up right here. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports
You're
Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. On the line right now, we got a quarterback wrecker coming straight out of Eastern Michigan. He represents the Las Vegas Raiders. It's my main man, Max Crosby. Max, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot I want to talk to you about. Obviously, you guys are getting ready to take on the New England Patriots this upcoming Sunday. But I want to ask you about the offseason first. After 2 weeks, you're back to football, no preseason. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, obviously, it's a little bit different. You know, it's my second year in a row not having a preseason. So, it's been a little bit of a battle, you know, at first, just getting that groove and that feel that you want to get to, especially, you know, not having played in any, you know, games in 9 months. So, you got to get that feel, that confidence, and, you know, that groove. And, I feel like I'm definitely, getting that feel here, you know, coming off that last game. I'm feeling definitely better, and I'm just excited for us to, you know, keep growing as a team and getting better.
Well, Max, you certainly had an amazing rookie year, 10 sacks and the tackles, the forced fumbles, the tackles in the backfield. You filled up the stat sheet. For rookies that were incoming for this year, what are they missing out on having no preseason, not having OTAs, not having that personal time, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, the NFL game, you know, a lot of people, you know, the most cliche, you know, saying is, you know, it's a faster game. And when people say that, it's not like physically everyone's a lot faster and everything like that, because you play in college and there's guys that run 4.4s all over the place. It's just the mental side of it. You know, they really mean the mental side. And that's, you know, when you look at an NFL game, you know, things are going so fast. And especially on the field, you know, quarterbacks are calling out everything that's going on the defensive end. They're getting on the line. The snap count's different. And everything's a lot more precise. And, you know, technique is crucial. So, you know, it's a completely different game, you know, once you get into the NFL. So it definitely takes a little bit, you know, of time to get that groove. And, you know, it's a one-of-a-lifetime experience, per se.
Max Crosby of the Raiders is on the line with us. That might be for the rookies, Max, but in a general sense, as you guys move towards week 3, have you noticed a difference in quality and the type of quality and guys being in shape, or things just pretty much as usual?
You know, for me, I would say, you know, as a D-line in particular, you know, I feel like our game shape has definitely improved, you know, over, you know, since the Carolina game. You know, we've been really emphasizing it because, you know, having 9 months off, you know, you think you're in shape and you know, you can do as many practices as you want, but once you get in the game, you know, you have that feeling. You're like, okay, now I know how it really feels, and I need to know, like, you need to know where you want to be physically. And, you know, after the Carolina game, I felt like a lot of us, you know, we felt pretty exhausted. And, you know, there's no excuse. You know, we got the win and everything, but as a D-line, we felt like we didn't play, you know, up to our potential. And, you know, we definitely been working on it. We've been doing extra conditioning. We've been getting ready. And, you know, we felt a lot better against New Orleans. And now going into this New England game, you know, we got a better sense knowing that we got to bring our own energy. Having no fans and things like that definitely makes the game a little bit different. So I feel like our focus level is where it needs to be, and we're just continuing to grow.
Max Crosby of the Raiders is here with us. Your coach, Coach Gruden, he basically said Cam Newton is a power forward playing the quarterback position. Shoot, he might as well be, I guess, Karl Malone out there. It's your job to go ahead and tackle his ass. We see the power. We see the fluidity from Cam. What do you see, being the fact that you got to go ahead and try to take him down?
Yeah, you know, Cam's a former MVP. You know, the guy's done a lot for this league. He's a really good player. But, you know, we're looking at it as another opportunity to, you know, get better as a team, and especially as a defense. You know, Cam's a good challenge, but, you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We just got to play to the best of our ability, and I feel like we can stop whoever's in front of us.
All right, Max, can I do that as a translation? Max is going to have 5 sacks against Cam Newton on Sunday. Am I safe to say that?
Whatever you want to say, I'm cool with it, man.
All right. Max Crosby of the Raiders is on the line with us. Look, Max, your own quarterback, Derek Carr, he's had an amazing start. The whole team has had a solid start at 2-0. Derek was talking about looking for respect and not having that respect prior to the season. Now he's having an opportunity to go out and basically show what he is. Do you feel he's underrated when you think about all of these other great quarterbacks in the league?
Absolutely. You know, Derek has all the talent in the world. The guy has a great arm. He's super accurate. He's super intelligent, and he loves to be a competitor, you know, on a daily basis. So you see a guy like him who's been through a lot of rough things in his career. The guy broke his ankle. He's had a bunch of different coaches, and he's always found a way. So for a guy like that to be slept on, it's kind of crazy to me. But, you know, the media can take things and try to, you know, put all the blame on the quarterback. And it's just like, you know how it is. So a guy like Derek Carr, you know, he's a leader. The guy's playing great right now. And he had a really good season last year. So I think he just has a different edge this year. And he's been on point. So I'm looking forward to seeing him continue to grow. And, you know, it's super early in the season, and I can't wait to see where we're at, you know, once the season keeps going along.
We're chatted up with Max Crosby of the Raiders. There's a lot of twos going on here. Second year under Gruden, your second year. Team is 2-0. What's the vibe? Just kind of this second year. Do you feel the vibe of the team is different in comparison to last year?
You know, it's hard to tell. It's definitely early on, but, you know, I definitely feel a ton of positive energy in that locker room. You know, we have a lot of confidence. I feel like we filled a lot of holes that we needed to fix, you know, coming into this year. And I feel like, you know, the guys have truly bought in. You know, we've been strictly focused on football. You know, there's no going out. There's no, you know, fans in the crowd. It's a lot different. So it's just all ball all the time. So you're seeing guys really, really putting in the work and putting in the hours that you really need to be great at the sport. And I think as a team, you know, it's super important to put in that time. And I feel like the guys are doing it, and, you know, people are seeing that. But we're definitely just getting started, and, you know, we're just going to try to keep getting better every week.
Max, you talk about playing in front of no fans. You guys opened up somewhere that I cannot wait to visit, in a Allegiant Stadium. What is it like playing with no fans? Do you eventually get into a zone and you don't recognize it, or do you literally miss out on those elements of the energy that a crowd can bring?
You know, I definitely would say it's different. You know, going into the first game, nobody really knew what it was going to be like. I feel like, you know, we were kind of looking around at each other, you know, looking to get that extra energy boost, and we, you know, really didn't know where to find it. But, you know, going into that second game, you know, we got that first game under us, and we were like, okay, we know what we got to do. We got to bring our own energy. We got to bring our own juice. And I feel like we definitely did that, you know, against New Orleans. And that's how it's going to be. You know, our sideline is a big part of that. You know, we got to encourage our guys. We got to be live. We got to be, you know, all focused in and pumped up during the whole game. So, yeah, you know, we know what to expect now. And, you know, we just got to adapt. You know, that's all we can do. We're professional athletes, and we just got to do our thing.
Well, Max, we know the Raiders are legendary. This is like the first major team, a male team, to represent the city of Las Vegas. We know the Black Hole is going to be there. We know fans from differing cities will eventually make their way to Vegas. What are your first impressions? Do you feel they're kind of muted right now with the atmosphere that the world is in?
Yeah, you know, Las Vegas is a great city. You know, a lot of people only think of the Strip, you know, when you think of Vegas, but there's a lot of people that have lived here for a long time. And people love sports, and you can tell that right away. You know, I just had a little charity event, fundraiser this week, and it was socially distanced, and we had people, you know, cars pulling up and stuff like that, you know, just to take pictures and show support for the team and everything. And there was like 400 plus people here in Vegas, you know, Raider fans coming to just show love. So, you know, the people here are amazing. And I know Raider fans are everywhere. So Raider fans are always going to travel, and they're always going to show the support. So we just can't wait to get them in the stadium so we can, you know, finally get the full effect.
It's a beautiful thing, Max. We've been chatting up with Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raider fans have already showed you love. Before we roll out of here, show them some love.
Hey, I just want to say appreciate all the fans for showing love. I know you guys want to be in the stadium. I know you guys are still supporting, you know, obviously watching on TV and everything like that. Expect some more W's and some great football ahead. I appreciate y'all.
Max, where can people keep up with you and follow you online?
They can follow me on Instagram at Max Crosby or on Twitter at Crosby Max. I appreciate it.
You heard it from Max Crosby of the new Las Vegas Raiders. Appreciate you, Max, for joining on. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. For you Laker fans out there, congratulations. The Lakers took a 3-1 series lead. They go over the Nuggets 114-108. We're going to talk about that in the next break. So don't you move, because I know there's some Denver Nugget fans who are going to tell me, well, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. They're down 3-1. Give the Nuggets some respect. They're going to do it again. It's over. It's not happening. Get over it. Lakers talk. Don't you move. I do want to remind you, as always, the phone lines are open. Our line, 855-212-4CBS, it's sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. It's real simple. Before we went to break, we had a conversation with Mr. Max Crosby. Big shout outs to Max Crosby. I like folks who have to work their way into what they got. I love folks who don't necessarily get the silver spoon. I love folks who have to work for it, show up, show out, and earn their keep. Those are my type of folks. That's Max Crosby. We're talking about somebody out of Texas who plays college ball at Eastern Michigan. I couldn't tell you who the hell's coming out of this place. And then he gets drafted in the NFL in the fourth round. And what does he do? In his rookie season, gets you 10 sacks. One game he had 4. Almost 50 tackles. He's just tackling guys in the backfield. He doesn't stop. He has a crazy motor. 6'5", 260. He's a big dude. And at the same time, the Raiders, the first lineman they drafted last year, Cleveland Farrell, he don't look like Max Crosby. He doesn't. He got some catching up to do. So a big thank you to Max Crosby for joining us. I don't know if he's going to get those 4 or 5 sacks, like I said, against Cam Newton. But I'll certainly be watching and enjoying that matchup as the Raiders take on the New England Patriots. And let's see what Derek Carr has up his sleeve this time. I mean, he was chirping for the respect. Max said that he is underrated. Okay. Keep it up. I don't think Derek Carr is a bad quarterback. I think, actually, Derek Carr can be and has been one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's see him ascend back to that level. I don't know about the Raiders and their long-term future, or at least for this season at least. I don't think I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make the playoffs. I don't expect it. But let's see if this guy, Derek Carr, can at least maintain his job security over Marcus Mariota. I'll go ahead and take a look at that. Now, speaking of football, speaking about what's going on in the world, in the college space, we have another arrival, folks. The Pac-12 is back. Last week, I had an opportunity to tell you about the Big Ten, telling you about their return in the Midwest. Well, West Coast got some football, too. So nobody's surprised the Pac-12 is back. They announced that they're going to play a 7-game slate. I mean, I don't even want to say how ridiculous can you get, because something is better than nothing. The NFL, they have not had an issue with COVID-19. The NCAA, how many issues do we need to have? It doesn't matter if you go from Houston to Notre Dame. There's issues all over the place. And so the Pac-12, their season is going to start November 6th. They're going to have their championship game on December 18th. And it looks like that their teams will be able to compete in the college football playoff. No different than the schools in the Big Ten. So you might play fewer games. You may have a shorter slate. But you're still going to go ahead and get that opportunity. And we can talk about now, this is where it gets tricky, and this is why it's so obvious and the double standards just kind of hit everybody in the face, okay, you can bring the moneymaker back. You can bring college football back. What about the other sports? What about the other full sports that are just kind of sitting in purgatory? You know, I don't care what sport you play. I don't care what you do. Isn't it now unfair to have other teams on the sideline? Or is it fair just because college athletics is the moneymaker a lot of places across the country? So the Pac-12 is going to return. They will be back. The governors that really needed to give this the okay to happen up in Oregon, Newsom down in California, they have given this the okay. The local municipalities have given this the okay. And now we know when we get to November 6th, about a week after Halloween, we're going to have football. It's a Power Five again. Everybody is back in action. Dennis Dodd, our own Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. Dennis Dodd, this is what he says. This is how the Pac-12 came back.
It really had to do with local health restrictions in California and Oregon. You can't discount the fires either. While some teams in California weren't even able to practice, the fires in Oregon and Washington kept teams from practicing as well. And in addition, a couple of weeks ago, the Pac-12 became the first conference to go to daily rapid care testing with a quick turnaround. But they were kind of beaten to the punch on that by the Big Ten, but weren't able to do anything until the medical condition cleared up. So they finally got clearance from L.A. County and Santa Clara County up where Cal and Stanford are, and they're ready to go. I mean, as early as this week, only 12 players could congregate at some of these schools in California. You can't have a practice like that. That's cleared up. They're ready to go. 7 games. Here we go.
Yeah, come on. The Pac-12, they had no choice. The Big Ten says we're back. The Pac-12 pretty much has no choice but to say we're back. You can't be the outlier here. Nobody wants to be the kid sitting on the other end of the table just, well, everybody else has fun, even in the pandemic. But it doesn't matter if we have all 5 power conferences in action. This is still a disaster, in my opinion. This is still a joke. The fact that to conference and school to school, we can have issues with Houston. Just postponements. We see Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. They haven't played yet. You think about some of the our mountain states here in the United States of America. You know, they're having upticks in COVID-19. It seems at this point in time, COVID has now swept through the entire country. In a lot of places where folks said, well, they ain't got nothing to do with us. So the NCAA and football, yes, I'm glad it's back. But I can't wait till we actually get some matchups that are worth watching. I'm not sitting down on Saturday afternoon and watching the Citadel take on Clemson. The hell do I want to watch a 45-0 game for? Why do I want to watch a game that's 45-0 in the first quarter? Oh, yeah, and by the way, I will commend them. Socially distancing. I mean, we've seen some games where people are just all the hell up on top of each other. The Pac-12, they've made it clear if you're trying to go to one of these football games, you can't. There will be no fans. It'll just be the student-athletes out there on the field. And good for the student-athletes, having an opportunity to showcase their skills, to do what the majority of them went to the college to do first, not necessarily receive an education, but try their best at a shot in college, maybe seeing where it could take them. Good for them. I'm happy. I'm thrilled for them. Let's just go ahead and try to keep things as safe as possible. We don't want no problems. We don't want any issues here. Let's see what the rest of this college football season looks like. Let's see what the college football playoff looks like. You got the Big Ten trying to cram 8 games into 8 weeks. That's not going to be easy. You got the Pac-12 playing 7 games. I'm going to be real interested to see what this Final Four looks like that gets called for the college football playoff. You want to talk about an asterisk? Look, there's a whole lot here in 2020 that I'm looking forward to. I want to know what this college football playoff is going to look like by the time the year and the calendar turns. I want to know exactly what's going to happen with Trevor Lawrence. We'll talk about him later on in the show. I mean, damn it. If I'm the New York Jets, it looks like you got a free ride to Trevor Lawrence if you want it. That's how bad they are. And on the NFL side, tonight, the Dolphins, they beat the Jaguars 31-13. And I know a lot of us thought that the Jaguars were clearly on their way to procuring the talents of Trevor Lawrence. But Gardner Minshew, I didn't get the deal with Gardner last year. You have a rookie quarterback who gets a chance to play, and then his touchdown to interception ratio for a guy who hasn't played, I think, has been pretty damn good. I mean, last year, he went for 21 TDs and 6 INTs. This year, so far, and granted they lost tonight, he has 6 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I'm not going to chalk that up to, now he has 3. He threw an interception tonight. But I don't think Gardner Minshew is a scrub. I don't think he's a bum. So we got a lot of question marks when it relates to the NFL, college football. How do they all tie and mesh together? If you thought sports was weird here in 2020, wait until we get to next year. We might have fans back in the stands even right now. There were Jaguar fans in the stands watching them lose. Sorry. But next year will be interesting as well. The college football playoff, the start of the NBA season, how they fit in 82, I have no idea. There's a lot to figure out. But one thing we will figure out, one thing we will discuss when we come back, is the fact that the Lakers, they have a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference Finals. They beat the Nuggets tonight. I'll tell you the score and how the game broke down when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.